doing your best is more important than being the best. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the importance of always doing your best and never giving up. Enjoy.
You had to work an extra job or two, but you're here. For a lot of you, even though you made it up the hill, you carry the baggage of rejection with you, but you're here.
So many people are waiting. You're waiting for things to be perfect.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history.
You're waiting for someone to give you the opportunity. You're waiting for everything to line up. You're waiting for all the situations to come together perfectly. And I'm telling you, you cannot wait. You got to start working right now.
Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
Your life matters. Your voice matters. Your name matters.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you.
Imagine you read 1 hour a day about history. How much you will learn after 365 hours in 1 year. Think about if you study about the history of musicians, of composers, how much you would know. Imagine if you would work on the business, on some business that you want to develop every day for an hour. Imagine how further along you will go and get. So it drives me nuts because we have, when people say we don't have the time, we have 24 hours a day. We sleep 6 hours a day, so that gives you still 18 hours. And there's someone shaking their head out here in front to say, probably, I don't sleep 6 hours, I sleep 8 hours, right? But just sleep faster. So we have 18 hours a day. The average person works around 8 to 10 hours. So let's assume it's 10 hours, so we have 8 hours left. Then you travel around an hour a day, maybe 2 hours a day. So now you have still 6 hours left. So what do you do with these 6 hours? What do you do with these 6 hours? Then we eat a little bit, then we schmooze a little bit, talk a little bit to people and all that stuff. But you can see how much time there is available if you organize your day. So you got to work hard.
You got to get to a place where you recognize that I'm not just here passing time. I'm not just here just having fun, but I'm here to build legacy. I'm here to make things happen. I'm here to change the world. Now is your time.
On my tombstone, I want the epitaph: be ashamed to die until you have scored some victory for humanity. Many people look for meaning in life as though it's going to be under a rock or behind a tree. Well, there's my meaning. You have more power than that. You have the power to create meaning in your life rather than passively look for it. Meaning to me is, do I know more about the world today than I did yesterday? That enhances meaning for me. And if that accumulates and accrues daily, in a month, you know way more than you did than just that day later, so that you continue to grow. When I grew up, it was very common to hear the phrase, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. I don't hear it recited in the elementary schools. What I think has happened over the years is we came to learn as a civilization that words can be hurtful. That's an advance in mental health. What I see on the flip side of that coin, however, is people are less able to deal with the very same people who are around today who were around back then, who are calling you names. I can say from the era in which I grew up, I don't give a rat's ass what you say to me. Unless you are between me and some goal, then I'll have to navigate that some way. If there's a racist person or sexist person or a person with some kind of cultural bias, I want to know that, actually. I want you to say everything you want to say. Then I'll say, okay, that's who you are. That's how you're thinking. So now what do I need to do because you're in my way? Do I dig under you, go around you, leap over you? Or do I go this way and then come out the other side? Yeah, it's longer. It's more effort. It's more energy. But on some level, it's sort of same, different day. I can't say you're being racist. You're being... that's not... You got to navigate it. I think high school, that's where you learn how to deal with difficult people. There are people who are nasty. You're going to have to navigate them. There are people who you cannot interact with for whatever reason or another. They're going to be in the cubicle next to you in your workplace. So I think we undervalue the total social pot that people are tossed into in their high school experience. They want to say, oh, I could have learned more, but I had to deal with all these people. Hey, having to deal with all these people is now in your portfolio.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.